The University of Connecticut is considering moving the Learning Community Eco House from its current location in the East Campus Sprague Hall to the new STEM dorm across campus for the fall 2016 semester. Eco House is described as a learning community designed for students who are interested in environmental issues and sustainable living. UConn engineering professor and Eco House faculty director Dr. Richard Parnas explains the reasons UConn administration has given for the proposed move.
First, the learning communities would like to consolidate a number of the learning communities into the new STEM dorm in order for much better coordination between them. But another reason I've been told is that they want all the learning communities to be in handicap accessible living arrangements. And Sprague, where Eco House is now, is not handicap accessible.
Parnas says he believes the first floor of Sprague Hall and Whitney Dining Hall, the dining hall for East, could be made handicap accessible relatively easily. The current location at East is convenient for many Eco House students because Parnas estimates about half the students involved in the learning community are School of Agriculture students. Many agriculture buildings are right next to the East Campus dorms. Sophomore Eco House student Madeline Colliger is concerned about the commute to her classes if she lives in the STEM dorm next year.
I'm a natural resources major and a geoscience minor, so all of my classes are in this eastern side of campus, and having to come from all the way over by like Hilltop where the new STEM dorm is would take a very long time, especially since a lot of the work I'm doing in my natural resources classes is in the UConn forest.
Sophomore Eco House student Anna Alvarado is also concerned about the distance for many of her classes.
And if we moved to the STEM dorm, everything would definitely be like another 15 minutes of walking. It would be awful.
Whitney Dining Hall in East Campus is directly involved with Eco House by serving food from Spring Valley Student Farm. Many Eco House students volunteer at the farm, including Alvarado.
It's such a nice like environment since it's a smaller dining hall, and like any work that we do on the farm, we get to see like the direct impact of it.
Eco House students say being across campus from Whitney is one of the reasons they're worried about the possible move. Sophomore Eco House student Eric Hong.
Moving to the STEM dorm would mean that we wouldn't be able to go to the Whitney Dining Hall, which is a lot more, I guess, cultured towards like the typical lifestyle of like someone who's in Eco House, I guess. Like trying to be eating local foods and everything, which Whitney Dining Hall does a lot more of.
Parnas also expresses concern over the needs of vegan students in Eco House.
We have a fair amount of vegetarians, and vegetarians can be taken care of reasonably well in a lot of the eating places on campus, but vegans cannot. And Whitney is excellent for that.
Whitney often serves tofu and tempeh, among other vegan-friendly meals. Colliger says she enjoys many Eco House community activities, like cooking in Sprague's kitchen. She also says she is worried about the character of Eco House changing if the learning community is put in the STEM dorm. Although Colliger, Hong, and Alvarado said Eco House has been an important and largely enjoyable part of their experience at UConn, they are all unsure whether they would choose to live in Eco House next year if it was relocated to the STEM dorm.
That's something I'm struggling with because I really wanted to be in Eco House all 4 years. And I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
Putting all the things in consideration, there's probably a good chance that I would not be in Eco House just because of how difficult it would be.
It's definitely up in the air whether I would go or not, just because it's so out of the way for all my classes, and it's definitely not as accommodating as it would be if I just stayed in Sprague.
UConn spokesperson Stephanie Reitz said in an email, the university is still reviewing the future of Eco House and has not made a decision yet. We're collaborating closely with the Learning Communities Office, though, and those decisions will be shared as soon as we have final information, Reitz said. For WHUS News, I'm Shay Bodwin.